You had a chance to talk with Nick. Here's a guy whose name I have to slow down every time I say it. Nick Whitgren.
You slowed that down nicely. Well, you slowed that down very nicely.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I'm easier enough to hand the Kung Kwang Gilo. I'm getting ready for my pronunciation of the spelling bees coming up later in March, so I'm just, every chance I get to, you know, work on some words, I'm right there with it. So you had a chance to talk with Nick Whitgren.
Yes, that's a little bit easier to say. So had a chance to catch up with Indians reliever Nick Whitgren. He's going to be a big part of this bullpen yet again, so high expectations for him. And I had asked him about this year's bullpen group at the beginning of spring training. I think there's a lot of excitement, and they do a little bit of everything, and that's where our conversation began.
Versatility. We got a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. We have a shutdown closer with Brad, and then Ollie comes at you with a bunch of different ways, and then same with Simber. And then, you know, now with Klase and Chek over here, I mean, watching those guys throw, it's electric coming out of their hand. So we got a lot of different guys that can do different things, young, old, and it's going to be fun.
Now, of course, the bullpens across Major League Baseball will look different, talking about that three-batter minimum rule. You know, it doesn't seem like it would affect a guy like you very much, but how did that change things for you, if at all, in the offseason, getting ready for the new rules this year?
It didn't really change much. I still try to approach the season the same way as I have in the past, you know, getting ready, throwing bullpens to lefties and righties, and sequencing that way as well. I guess maybe I put a little bit more emphasis on the lefties now this year, but other than that, I mean, I came in doing the same stuff, looking the same way, same mentality.
Came over from the Marlins last year. Now, this is your second year with the organization, as we mentioned. How are things different here with the Tribe than they were with the Marlins? Seems like there's at least a little bit something different with every organization in baseball.
I feel like a lot of the stuff's good, but I feel like just the guys here, it's a really, really, really close-knit family right now, and it's nice to see. But then also, you know, we're out there trying to win every game. I don't want to say, you know, we weren't really trying to win every game, but it definitely when payroll gets deducted like that. But here, you know, we got guys out there that we got Cy Youngs, All-Stars, everything. It's really nice to see.
And, of course, you know, this is a little bit of a different group this year, not just the bullpen, but the entire team. There certainly have been some changes. I know it's only been a few days here in spring training, but what stands out to you about this entire group?
We're just ready to go. I mean, everyone's excited for the season. Everyone's, you know, itching at it. And I think everyone kind of has a little chip on their shoulder from last year that was here from last year. You know, winning 93 games and not getting into the postseason is kind of, you know, kind of tough on you. But, you know, I think everyone just has a little edge to them and ready to kick it off.
Seems like there's an extra edge after that first game got rained out against the Reds, but I think everybody's ready to get rocking and rolling here. But, you know, it's fascinating, too, with everybody you talk to. Everybody's got a different approach to the offseason, the way they like to go about it. Take us through the timeline of your offseason. What was the offseason like for you?
You take a few weeks off of just relaxing, letting the body, you know, kind of cope. And then after that, honestly, it's ramping back up. I only take about a week and a half off of working out and everything, then get back up. I only take a month off of throwing and then slowly get back into the transition and everything. But really, I just stayed down in Florida and hung out with my wife and my son and just had a nice off season like that.
Sounds like a heck of an off season. Nothing wrong with that at all. Now, does your throwing program change at all from year to year? Like, is it any different this year than it was last year?
So last offseason, I actually changed it and started earlier. And then I had the year that I did in 2019. I felt strong all the way through. So I kind of kept that same transition into this year and started throwing early, you know, first week of November, when usually it would probably be around Thanksgiving time that I usually would start. So I just started a little bit earlier and felt good the whole entire way through, so kept that way.
How often do you throw? Because it's so fascinating. Everybody's got a different approach to this. How often do you throw in the off season?
Yeah, you know, it's different. To start, just 3 days a week, nice and easy, nothing crazy, getting the arm going again And then as you progress, you know, you throw another fourth day in there, then you throw another fifth day, and, you know, you might, 3 out of the 5 days, you might be going 120, 150, but then the other two, you might only be going 60 or 90 just to get the arm, you know, used to going back to back and used to throwing 5 days in a row or used to throwing 4 days in a row, 1 day off, 2 days in a row, kind of that stuff. So it really just depends on the timeline and what suits you, really.
That was Indians reliever Nick Whitgren. Had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. Our Indians Radio Week interviews are presented by Budweiser. This Bud's for you. Budweiser is distributed by Maple City Ice. And Bruce and Craig, it was interesting catching up with him yesterday. He was able to open up a little bit and give us a glimpse as to what he does in the offseason, how he prepares for the season. And I thought it was interesting him mentioning that he took a few weeks off before getting back after it again.